Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Melinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Progressive Medical.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. I have a fantastic restaurant to put on your to-do list. It is Chayo, and it is in Buckhead, and Chef Didi Nyanko. I'm close enough for me.
Yeah.
Is the chef, and she also is the chef at Tuk Tuk, and her mother is the chef at Nun. And we have her in the studio. She's very busy, so we snuck her in for a few minutes, but we wanted to pick her brain because this was one of the best meals I have ever had in my life.
Thank you,
Chef Didi.
I'm
honestly
glad you enjoyed it.
So I was in there the other day, last Saturday night, and I had a soup. Had lobster in it. I think coconut milk. Do tell.
It's the lobster tom kha. It's basically my twist of lobster bisque, but Thai style.
It was fantastic.
It's like a liquid blanket. I mean,
you know how I feel about my soups.
I've watched you drink soup before and teleport to some other planet. But
my eyes roll back in
my
head.
I definitely second that. That soup is one of the best bowls of anything I've ever eaten.
And then the special. It was the sea scallops, and they were to die for.
That's the scallop we do with the Prick King sauce. It's a dry red curry with kaffir lime and red curry paste, and you saute that up with nice big old sea scallops and green beans. Yes, that's flavorful.
Know, I wanted the true Thai experience, and I ordered sake, but I think I missed out on some great Thai drinks.
Yes, we have some amazing drinks. When I was shopping in Thailand, my husband and I found it's a butterfly pea, and they use it as a tea. When you make it, what we do at the restaurant is called nam dok, which means flower water. And we make it into a hand crushed ice drink. And so you get this, like, it starts off as an indigo color, blue ice. But then when you put the vodka in it and the citrus in it, it changes colors to like a nice deep purple.
Oh, the lady next to me had it. It was beautiful.
And that's, I mean, the drink is very emblematic of, you know, the restaurant itself is this unbelievably unique design. I don't think you said what it's located right in Buckhead. It's across from the King and Duke. It's back in that sort of corridor near the St. Regis. You got Atlas, and you've got Umi and Himitsu. And you were telling me about, because once you walk into that restaurant, your jaw just sort of drops.
It's transformed.
It's instantly you're teleported somewhere else. But you were telling me every plate, every fork, every stick of wood you brought over from Thailand in a container, like everything.
Yes.
Well, so what was that like, just shopping for that?
My husband and I, we went to Thailand and traveled for a month, and all throughout Thailand, for the north, south, the city, and we found every bit and piece of artwork and wood for design in that restaurant. We went to the north and got acacia wood. That is, you'll see a lot of that on the walls and the tabletops. And we got a lot of the artwork from a local artist out in Bangkok and outside of Bangkok.
Now, Chef Didi, why was it important for you to bring back all your decor, your flatware, your artwork from Thailand?
Well, it's authentic to the Thai culture and Thailand. I just wanted to bring as much of Thailand and culture back here since it's so far away.
Well, it really, you walk in, as David said, and you're transported to another place. I mean, it you can tell that you just didn't go buy something and stick it on
the
wall.
Yeah, it wasn't from Restaurant Depot.
No.
It was not a catalog order. Everything is so unique in there.
Yes.
And your dishes, too, are kind of like works of art. I mean, you really, it's one of the best, I would say, full dining experiences in Atlanta where just the energy and all the visuals and your cocktails, it all kind of works together. You know, there's like an organic piece, like all the wood, and then there's a lot of metal in the design. So, I mean, hats off to you for just an incredibly well-constructed restaurant experience. And clearly you come from some restaurant royalty here in Atlanta, your mom and dad.
Yes, which is a beautiful restaurant,
non-fine dining is definitely, dining, we've talked about that many times on the show like when people call.
Yeah, Nan's is like walking into a palace. It's gorgeous.
That's
really
always
is.
Our birthday and anniversary location.
Yes. And then we also have Tuk Tuk.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is a more of a, it's like a street food, a Thai street food experience.
Thai street food, comfort food experience.
Now, how closely do you stay to the family recipes in your restaurant?
With all my recipes and my flavor, it's my palate that I've learned throughout the years of my mom and my grandmother, how they cook things. And I try to keep that together, but then I can take it to another, you know, evolve it in another way of the French culinary and then the fine dining side of things.
How do they feel about that?
They love it. They love it. Like at Chai Yo, I have a octopus salad, which with Thai people, they don't work with a lot with octopus. And that was something that I wanted to do. You know, I know the Greeks love Mediterranean. They love their octopus, but I want to do like a Thai style with basically an octopus lemongrass salad that's turned out, and people are loving it.
Excellent. Okay, so there's something really unique about your mother's restaurant, Nan, and fine dining, and it has a little golf history to it. So tell us about that.
Yes, my mom actually did, since the Masters are coming up, my mom actually did the championship dinner for Vijay Singh when he won the Masters, and she's at Nan. We've also done the Players Championship dinner, which is a top 30 players that come every year over to Eastlake, and we cook for the top 30 players of that year.
You do that every year?
Every year, yes. We've been doing that every year for I can't remember how long now.
That's incredible. Yeah. So your mom was the first female, right?
Yes.
To cook
at Augusta National
in the clubhouse.
That's a huge deal because every time a golfer wins, I guess Sergio will get to choose the meal this year.
Yes.
So whoever wins, so when Vijay won, of all the chefs in the universe, he chose Nan to come in and do that. And you know, that something we were talking about last week, Melinda, was that you know there's not Atlanta does not have a lot of female chefs, and I don't seek that out as a distinction so much, but it is something to note that, you know, you and your mom are definitely in the upper, you know, tier. And is that something you would love to see more of, or just follow, you know, is that important to you to have more women in the kitchen on the dining scene?
That would be great. I mean, I think it's a great place for, you know, an entrepreneur or a chef or a woman chef, you know, there should be definitely more of that. Yeah, because I'm in a world of a lot of men.
Yes. Well, you'll see husband and wife teams, but there are always the sous chef or the dessert. Mm-hmm.
The pastry chef.
Pastry chef or something along those lines. They're not the executive chef.
But Didi runs the show.
Didi runs the show. So are there plans for anything else down the road? Is something clicking in the brain?
I'm not sure yet. There's always something. I've always got some type of concept or something up there in my head. Every day is different.
And you guys are doing lunch now, correct?
Yes,
and you're just open all week as well.
Yes,
just started
we are
Sundays.
Doing lunches Monday through Friday.
Now that
and
would be great
dinners.
For that area.
Yeah, dinners Monday through Sunday.
Monday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm. So we're open 7 days a week.
7 days a week. Okay. Well, is there a website that you would like to throw out for folks to look at what the menu may be or specials that night?
Yes, you can check out chaiyoatl.com.
Chaiyo, correct?
Yes,
yeah.
Chaiyo.
Now, what are you most proud of in this restaurant?
Oh my goodness. It's like I'm just proud of the menu creation, the decor, and just really bring it to the Atlanta like community, and just something different that the people in Atlanta just haven't seen yet. They've seen Thai food that we've done with, you know, and other Thai restaurants, but this is just something that, you know, really from all my travels and just, you know, growing up and everything, I've been able to do this amazing concept.
And you guys are right there next to the St. Regis. So have like movie stars started to trickle over and you know, show up?
We've had a couple.
Yeah.
And they've been coming in on a regular when they're in town. So, yeah, hopefully we'll probably be seeing a lot more over there.
She looks a little tight-lipped.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to
dish out who. But that's definitely that area is where you go if you want to get lucky and see some stars.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, what dish would you most likely would like to put on the menu but you don't think Americans are ready for?
Ooh, let's see. One of my favorites growing up is called Gang Sum, which is a shrimp or fish stew with cabbage and tamarind juice and palm sugar, but you got to put shrimp paste in it, and sometimes that flavor might be a little strong. Too strong.
Yes, too strong.
I'm up for it.
I might do it for my chef's table.
I will eat any. I'm coming in. I'm ordering off menu. What is it? Gang Sum?
Gang Sum.
That's what I want.
I have a chef's table.
Okay.
So that fits 8 to 10 people, and maybe I'll do that as my chef's table for you next time.
Deal.
Yeah.
Deal.
It's all off menu.
Do your worst. Hit me with your best shot.
I do think the palates of Atlanta have risen over the past 10 years.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely has. Yeah.
And Buford Highway is a good testing ground if you want to see where your fear factor's at, don't you think?
All right. Dee Dee, thank you so much for joining us in the studio. And Chayo is a great, great restaurant for lunch, for dinner, for any occasion. It is a must try for your list. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
All right. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Atlanta's 24-hour news button is...
Now more of
and welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews, our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, and festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website BitesAndSights.net, also a food writer for Atlanta Social Season magazine, and, of course, BelindaSkelton.com. Well, we've got new things are springing up on the Beltline.
Yeah, so the stretch of the Beltline,
which I love,
that runs between really Piedmont Park and beyond Krog Street Market,
okay,
goes all the way to Memorial, but the epicenter sort of between Ponce City Market and Krog Street Market, it's known as the East Side Trail.
Okay.
It is blowing up. I mean, the changes are unbelievable. And I know Mark Arum calls the Beltline a sidewalk, and he is so far off. It's like a fuse that's...
Has he been there?
He just thinks it's a sidewalk, and it makes me so mad. But this is an explosive sector of culture and art and entertainment. It's just magnificent. One of the most exciting openings on the Beltline has to be New Realm Brewing Company.
Okay.
It's a Goliath. It's a 20,000 square foot brewery. It has a full service restaurant. It actually shares the building with two Urban Licks, which was cool before the Beltline even a dream. So New Realm Brewing Company's second story indoor-outdoor terrace is unbelievable. This commands this impressive perch overlooking the Beltline. You have amazing views of Ponce City Market and the Midtown skyline. So that alone is unbelievable. But inside, they have a real brew pub. I mean, it smells like hops in there, and the beers are just flowing. They have Pilsners, IPAs, pale ales. They even have a triple IPA, which boasts an 11.5% alcohol content. So you won't need too many of those. The food is really exceptional as well. It's elevated comfort food. Springer Mountain Farms beer can chicken. They do this Spanish style tomato braised pork meatballs. I tried their Korean pork buns. Were fantastic. They have a she crab soup. They also have a wood burning oven, so they do wood fired pizzas. And then for dessert, you have to try. They do a campfire s'mores dessert.
Oh my gosh!
And they call it grandma's banana pudding. They come out in skillets, and it's one of those, you know, these are desserts that just work the whole pleasure centers of your brain. So if you have not explored the Beltline's East Side Trail, you're in for just, it's like a paradigm shifting experience. It's the side of Atlanta. It's really a world-class attraction. And then New Realm, you know, really not only fits into the zeitgeist, but it really raises the bar. So check out New Realm Brewing Company.
Okay, and where can we find you during the week?
So I've got pictures and some information up at belindaskelton.com. And then follow me on social media at Bites Insights, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S.
Excellent. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Progressive Medical.
Thanks for joining us for Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Okay, so a lot of you are on spring break this coming week, and you're thinking, what are we going to do? We're staying in town. We need to occupy the kids. I've got something great for you. It's in your backyard. Stone Mountain. They have so much going on this week. And I have in the studio one of my favorite people in the world, Janine Jones. She is in their marketing and promotions department. I always give her great titles.
Hello. I like that.
She's the vice president.
Oh, I love that promotion. Thank you.
Of Stone Mountain. So you still have the dinosaur exhibit going on.
We have Dinosaur Explorer. We added it last year, and back by popular demand, it was so popular last year that we kept it one more year, but it's going away at the end of October. So you just have this year to come and check it out. It's 20 life-size roaring dinosaurs that are all on these wooded pathways. So around every turn, you're meeting a new dinosaur and getting to learn about it. What's really cool, too, is that the kids know more about the dinosaurs.
Of course they do.
Than,
can name them all, and we know a T-Rex, and that's it.
Exactly. And they know how to pronounce the names perfectly, so it's impressive. They get to show off a little bit.
I got a little glimpse of the dinosaurs. I climbed Stone Mountain a few weeks ago. Yeah.
That's a good hike.
It is a good hike. It took a lot of goodwill to get me up to the very top. I kind of called halfway through. I looked at my son. I said, I have summited. And he said, no, you haven't, Mom. Keep going.
Nice. I bet a lot of people are doing that today, considering how pretty it is today.
Yes. Oh, are you doing the Easter sunrise service?
We have Easter sunrise service tomorrow. So our sky ride opens at 4:30. The service doesn't start till 7, but that's a really cool event. Like if you've not done it, it's one of those bucket list things to do if you live in Atlanta.
It is on my bucket list. Tell us a little bit about that. If people are not sure what they're going to do for Easter service.
Yeah. So if you want to get up early, and you can either walk up the mountain or you can ride up on our cable car. We have two services. We have one on top and one on the bottom, done by the Easter Sunrise Association. So it's non-denominational service. And we have a wooden cross on top of the mountain. The service is up there. There's choirs up there. And
I have chills just thinking about it, because with this beautiful weather, the view is going to be spectacular.
I think we're actually going to get a sunrise tomorrow that's just spectacular. So I think that would be the place to be. And there's just something really awe-inspiring about being on top of the mountain on Easter morning. So, you know, it's an early wake up, but I'm always so grateful that I did it. So definitely encourage anybody that's kind of on the fence about that. Just go ahead and do it. It's early. Take a blanket, take some lawn chairs with you. And it's just kind of one of those, like, cuddle up with your family under a blanket and listen to the service and watch the sunrise, because it happens during the service. And so it's a really neat event.
Okay, so it's 7 o'clock on top of the mountain. And what time if you're doing the down below?
It's also at 7 a.m. But okay. If you are going to the top of the mountain, I would allow some extra time to get up on the cable cars or to walk up.
Okay, and so all you're paying is the fee to get into the park?
Yes, that's correct. So it's $15 per car. So you load up the car, and it's a really good value. And the trunk, and make sure you have some blankets, and because it is a little bit colder up on top of the mountain, especially early in the morning. So, but you know, a lot of people like to walk up.
I think that would be part of the experience.
I think it's kind of a pilgrimage feeling of walking and kind of having to push yourself a little bit, but we could also get you to the top in 3 minutes in a cable car.
And you could walk down.
Yes. But your car will be at a different place. A lot of people think that it's the same place, but
important information here.
Yes. You definitely want to have a plan.
Okay, good information there. Okay, so we've got the dinosaurs going on, and tell me about the new dog show.
Yes, this is the All-Star Stunt Dog Show that you might recognize some of these dogs. They've been on America's Got Talent.
You know I have a puppy. I can't believe you didn't ask me. He is so talented.
Maybe he's really, how old is he?
10 weeks. Can't
okay.
You, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm sure
talent.
He could totally do some of these stunts and agility training.
Yeah. No,
type
tell
of.
Us about it.
So you might recognize these dogs. They've been all over the place. They've been on America's Got Talent. They've gone on the Tonight Show. They've gone on Ellen. So this will be happening at the park starting today through next Sunday. Several shows a day. So a lot of opportunities to check them out. And they're just doing some really cool. They're doing handstands on the trainer's hand and just all
now
kinds
what,
of agility
what
training.
What part of the park is that in?
This was in our Crossroads area. So all of the spring fun break activities are in our Crossroads area.
Okay.
That's where like the train is, Sky Hike, the 40 Theater and things like that. So, and these are all rescue dogs too that, yeah. So they've been able to rescue these dogs and then train them. So I cannot wait to see it.
So, and there again, you can see that show for just the price of getting in the park.
Yes, the nice thing is we've got our all attractions pass. So, you know, if you're doing all the attractions, when we have spring fun break, we add all these extra activities and shows, but the price for the all attractions pass stays the same. So the value is just is through the roof for your family.
Okay, and you can go online and look at the different options, and the website to go online and look at the different pass options is?
StowMountainPark.com.
We'll make it easy. Okay, so tell me about this experience of the, is it the Lost World of 4D?
Yes, so in our 4D theater, you know, and 4D really means it's you're going to watch it in 3D, but there's also 4D effects in the theater.
Something's going to happen to you.
Yes, so when they're flying the airplane in this movie away from the Lost World Island because dinosaurs are chasing them, the air is going through your hair as well as in the theater, so you feel like you're part of it. My kids love when the water squirts out at them. but in this movie, it's a 12-minute movie, so it's condensed down. But there are two folks that are trying to get off of this deserted island, or they think it's deserted, but they find that there are dinosaurs on this island. A lot of fun. There's jeep rides. There's plane rides. The kids will definitely love it.
Okay, good. You know, and I was at Stone Mountain not long ago. My son loves to fish, and in the big lake.
Yes, yes. So we have public
simple
boat
fishing.
Ramp. Yeah, simple fishing. I actually took my family last summer and we stayed in one of the yurts. We now have 18 yurts. And glamping appealed to me.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, we did all kinds of really fun things, but their favorite thing while we were at the campground was feeding the ducks. So it was really a nice way just to kind of, you know, put the iPads away, put the phones away, and just completely reconnect as a family. And they talk about it to this day because we went for my birthday. So they were like, Mommy, for your birthday again, can we go out to Stone Mountain and camp again? And I was like, absolutely. So I love that they have, you know, started that love of camping
from
that experience.
So when you're staying in a yurt at Stone Mountain, what do you need to bring from home to make the stay comfortable?
So the yurt is equipped with a queen size bed and a full size futon on the bottom, mm-hmm. and a twin size on top, so sleeps five people.
Wow.
Very comfortably. But we actually just added some yurts that are a bit bigger, so those yurts fit eight people. So it's awesome. And there's heating and air conditioning in them.
Now we're talking.
So you just need to bring bedding and then, you know, a cooler full of food and things that you want to, if you wanted to grill out and things like that, that you would normally do when you're camping. But then also my favorite part of the yurt is on the backside. These are all on the lakeside. Mm-hmm. So you go out in the morning on your deck that's on the backside of the yurt and the lake is there. Coffee has never tasted so good. So that was a really neat experience. And, you know, everybody was still asleep, but I got to go out there by myself for a little while. And it was a really nice way to start the day. And just, you know, it was really peaceful.
You know, it's amazing that Stone Mountain is in the city, but it feels so remote.
It's only 15 miles away from downtown Atlanta. But, you know, we have two Marriott hotels as well in the park. And if you stay at either one of them, you feel a world away. So, you know, if you're thinking about doing maybe a staycation for spring break or this summer, that's a really great way to do it. Either stay at the campground or at the hotels and do all the attractions. Go to the laser show.
Yeah, we're getting ready to talk about the laser show. But don't think that you have, quote, missed the boat. There's still room available at these accommodations, especially at the Marriotts for you. I don't know about the yurts, but accommodations at the hotels for you to stay for the week.
Absolutely. Our Evergreen Resort, Marriott Resort is available. It's also at our Stone Mountain Inn, which is right across the road from all the attractions. So you can go to the attractions, go to the laser show, and then just walk right back to the hotel. A lot of families like that, and the rooms are really large in that hotel, so that's really popular. Evergreen is on the backside of the mountain. It's a very natural area. It's over by the lake, and it really does feel a world away from downtown Atlanta because it's all wooded. You look out to the lake from your room. There's great swimming pool, indoor and outdoor.
Oh, perfect.
So for kids, yeah, that's definitely a winner.
So this is a great way for a family to stay in the city and get some real bonding time and make memories. Stone Mountain Park. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. I'm in the studio with one of my favorite people in the world. She's head of everything at Stone Mountain, Janine Jones.
And it just gets better every time.
she's head of everything that's great.
Nice.
We were talking about Stone Mountain being a great destination for your spring break or any time.
Exactly.
But this coming week, particularly if you are staying in town and need to entertain family and friends. And so let's talk about one of my favorite things. And I haven't been in so long. It's the laser light show.
Oh, you need to get back out there because, you know, Stan, who you've met.
I love Stan.
Changes it up every year. And, I mean, he's put flame cannons in it. There's fireworks galore.
Do we still have drones?
The drones are in, yes.
Okay.
And this is our 35th year for the laser show. Started back in 1983. And it has just evolved. It's got lights, it's got lasers, it's got tons of music. And the cool thing about the music is if you don't like one song, don't worry, because it's going to be, you know, it's kind of more of a mashup now. And so we're on to the next. But there's all the favorites that you know and
love.
Yeah,
it goes from gospel to country to rock to
Devil Went Down to Georgia. You know, that's a staple for the laser show.
God Bless America. We've got a little bit of everything in there.
Yes.
So tell us, people who have never been to the laser show, how that works, what you need to do.
So the laser show is shown on our laser lawn. It's about 1,000-foot lawn, and it's lasers and projections all projected onto Stone Mountain, which is 825 feet tall, so it's a pretty big screen. But there's lasers, and it's 45 minutes. And so you can bring out your blankets. You can bring food with you. We've got plenty of food at the park, too, if you want to pick up, you know, a bucket of chicken or chicken fingers and go out to the lawn and watch. But we also have reserved seating on our terraces that
Never seen that. Y'all keep talking about that. So I can't visualize where that is.
So they basically go up the sides of the lawn.
Okay.
And they sit about 60 people per terrace. We set up the chairs. Some of the terraces have like ice cream, and but all the terraces do the unlimited popcorn and a beverage. Some of the terraces have glow necklaces that come with the package. It just depends on whether it's the reserve seating or the VIP reserve seating. So it's a really cool way. If you don't want to, if you want to come and do all of the attractions, you don't want to carry all your stuff for the laser show, it's a great way to just reserve your seat and just go straight and sit down and watch the show from there.
And what time does the show start?
So
dark 30, as my mother would say.
we say dusk, but 8:30 is our start time this week, especially. So it's tonight through next Saturday night, nightly, for the laser show.
Oh, that's awesome. So that is all you really pay for, is to get into the park.
It's the best entertainment value in Atlanta. $15 for a carload of folks to come in and watch the laser show. And, you know, it's great for out-of-town friends that are here. And just if you haven't taken your kids, but you grew up watching it, that's what I couldn't wait to show my kids. Look at the laser show. You know, this is what mommy grew up watching. So.
I don't care how old you are, you will love the laser show.
Yes, yes. And if you haven't seen those flame cannons, it's impressive.
And I want to see the drones.
The drones are super cool.
That's going to be awesome.
Yes, it is.
Okay, tell us the website, and there are many different pass type options to meet everybody's budget and then need of what you're going to do at the park.
Yes, so stowmountainpark.com is the place to go. We've got a special offers tab. And then there's a lot of different, you know, we have meal deals, we have the All Adventure Pass, so we have a lot of different ways to experience the park.
Thank you so much for joining
us
in the studio, Janine.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, and as I've been to, happy Passover as well, folks. Thanks for joining us for Atlanta Living. Coming up next, Monica Perez, and I will see you next week. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.